This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a really, really long day today. Not only, you know, do I need to finish a three-hour show, which I love doing my show, but I got lunch meeting, and then I got patients to see. I was supposed to have a speaking event tonight. Luckily, it got canceled, but I am pooped. And it's not that I pooped because I'm working so hard during the day. I'm pooped because of the way my nights are going and sleep. Past few nights, I've been able to fall asleep, but last night, I don't know what the heck was up my pet's rich peritoneums, but 2:30 in the morning, the dog wanted to jump on the bed. Dog's little Bichon Frise, so she can't jump on the bed because we're kind of high up. There's steps. We have a means for her to jump on the bed near daddy's side, but now she doesn't want to go on daddy's side. She wants to go on mommy's side because she wants to sleep next to mommy, even though you can just jump over daddy and daddy's right next to mommy. Now, I want mommy. So she scratches, and then she scratches and scratches till I wake up. And I go, okay, I'll go and lift you up. But then, as soon as I want to lift her up, she goes down. And I don't know why she does that. She just goes down. And I'm like, so then I go attack with it. And she gets up and she scratches again. I'm like, okay, well then let me lift you up, because I'm high up on the bed. I'm not going to get off the bed because I don't want to wake up. I still want to be asleep. After about half a dozen times of this, I go, you know what? No. Forget it. So she walks away. Then the cats are like, wait a second, mommy's up. It's now 2:45 in the morning. We could get eats. So one cat jumps on me. Then another cat jumps on me. So this goes until 3:30. So now I'm up from 2:30 to 3:30 trying to go back to bed. Go back to sleep, but I'm in bed. I never left the bed. So finally I check my phone to see what time it is, and it's 3:30. So I stay tech with this, and I get up. The first thing I did was, because I hate it when you're woken up in the middle of the night and then you can't fall back asleep. So I'm like, if I'm in bed for an hour and I still can't fall back asleep, I need to switch things up. So I get out of bed. I didn't even have to pee, which was odd. I lowered the air conditioning, I put the air conditioning on, because if it's colder, I could fall asleep. And then I went downstairs and I did a little work. And I maybe did that for about 20, 30 minutes. Came back upstairs. Hubby was up. He's like, what's going on? I go, the stupid dog. And he's like, and the dog's already on the bed. I go, she's already on the bed. So that bad girl. And dad's like, mommy. So I'm like, forget this. And then I got into bed. Now it's about 4:35 in the morning. Get into bed. And then I could fall right to sleep. Until I had to wake up at 6. And I can't do that. My days are too busy to be dealing with that. And I love pets. I'm not going to live in a house with no pets. Of course, I get up an hour or two later, and the cats are like, all right, time to eat. It's time to eat. I just gave you eats 2-3 hours ago. Yeah, but look, it's 6 o'clock, so time to eat. So, let's just say it was rough. Hubby got woken up for me because I was yelling at the animals. Say, why you do? This is really necessary. Do you have to wake me up? It's ridiculous. Kids got woken up. Whole house is up because mommy was up. Bad day. It's a bad, bad day. So I have a question to you guys. All right. What do you do to fall asleep? And what do you do to get back to sleep when you're woken up in the middle of the night? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We need to talk about the tricks. The counting sheep helps. We count sheep. Why do we count sheep? Because we're trying to not think about our day. We're trying to think about something boring, something methodical. So some of us could count sheep. Doesn't really work for me. I usually have to kind of think about Michael Fassbender or me being, you know, on a beach, right? You know, sitting there with, you know, having a pina colada with Viggo Mortensen. So I come up with a little fantasy sometimes to fall asleep, but then, right, there's some anxiety-producing thing in my fantasies, like, oh my gosh, he took off my clothes and he doesn't like what he sees, and all of a sudden the whole thing falls apart. So I don't really recommend thinking about sex to try to fall back asleep, because especially if you're not as good at it, I'm not good at it, I panic going, oh man, they left. Or they left in the middle of it. So that doesn't work. So what are your tricks? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you probably take Ambien. I warned you guys about Ambien. You can't be taking Ambien long term. I've seen cases of memory loss. I've seen people have double vision. We really don't want pharmaceuticals involved to helping people sleep. Some of you will use marijuana to sleep or marijuana gummies. I don't know about that long term, because do you get used to it? I mean, do you start getting dependent on it? What are some natural ways to fall asleep? So one thing I do, one thing that helps me is I'll take a hot shower before I go to bed. I'll stop looking at my phone about an hour before I go to bed. And I've started to actually watch TV. We used to not recommend that, but for me, I'm all cuddly, so I say my prayers, and I get my prayers done, and then I'll watch TV, because otherwise when I'm watching TV, I'm like, I'm in bed, I have to say my prayers, because it's just something I have to do, I have to say my prayers, so I say my prayers, then I get all cuddly, and then I'm in bed with the animals, hopefully the animals fall asleep, I fall asleep, so sometimes that works. You just can't do like a thriller, or a violent, you can't watch Narcos before you go to bed, you know, or Breaking Bad or something like that, because that's going to kind of keep you up. But, you know, some of these kind of boring, you know, love stories or documentaries are really, really good. So I'll do that. And then I'll have the room colder. We'll have blackout curtains. And we'll have like a fan or a sound in the background. And I notice that helps, because it kind of gets rid of any snoring sounds or groans. Sometimes the cat farts, or my cat or my dog will talk in their sleep. They'll do that all night long. And I'm like, why are you guys in my bed? Get out of the bed. But I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are some tricks of the trade? How do you guys fall asleep? And if you are woken up in the middle of the night, how do you get back to sleep? 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Parker asks, how effective is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and do we even need it in the COVID fight? So what Parker is alluding to, we spoke about this in the first hour, is the CDC and FDA is doing a temporary, quote, pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Pause is a nicer word than suspending. But they are pausing the use after reports of 6 cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, or blood clots, that occurred in 6 individuals who were women aged 18 to 48, and it occurred within 6 to 13 days after vaccination. And of the 6.8 million or close to 7 million Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses that were administered, this is obviously a less than 0.0001% chance, 0.0001% chance of a clot. However, it was too eerily similar to what we saw with AstraZeneca vaccine and the European Union being concerned. such that the CDC and FDA, because it's an adenovirus vaccine, a vectored vaccine similar to the AstraZeneca, not similar to Pfizer and Moderna, thought, we need to look into this. And as I discussed, a CSVT, or a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis clot, is in the dural vein of the brain that helps drain blood, deoxygenated blood from the brain, so that the blood can get back to the heart, get pumped into the lungs to oxygenate, and then get back throughout the body. So your symptoms are a stroke. If you get something like that, headache, body weakness, slurred speech, blurred vision, confusion, seizures, coma, if not treated early, we would use blood clotting drugs. However, sometimes these cerebral venous thromboses can cause bleeding. You're having back pressure, you could have vessel leakage, so we have to be very, very careful as we treat, because we don't want to induce a bleed. But they've also, with the AstraZeneca, not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, with AstraZeneca, they saw splanchnic vein blood clots thrombosis, which is in the abdomen, draining the abdomen. So the CDC and FDA, even though we didn't see that with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, said, look, if you have any abdominal pain, you need to seek care and have the doctor report this. If you have any shortness of breath, because a blood clot could go to the lungs, if you have any severe headache, leg swelling, dizziness, etc., get yourself seen. So, and so, well, as a result, anybody that, in New York, for example, that has a vaccine appointment in the next few days for Johnson & Johnson, they'll get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. What vaccination clinics are now doing is trying to, if they have the supply, convert people over to the Pfizer or Moderna until we get more clarity on what's going on with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson was unique because it's single dose. It's named the JNJ7843637 add 26.COV2S. And the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine was not found to be as effective as the Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer was 95% effective against COVID. Moderna, 94.5% effective. Johnson & Johnson overall, 72% effective against fighting the current U.S. strains. Now, keep in mind, Johnson & Johnson's trial came during, I believe, December, January. So it was a little later than the Pfizer-Moderna vaccine clinical trials. So according to the Johnson & Johnson news release from a couple months ago, it was 66% effective overall at preventing moderate to severe COVID a month after vaccination, but 85% effective overall at preventing severe disease and demonstrated complete protection against COVID-19-related hospitalization and death as of day 28, meaning it kept anybody who got it out of the hospital from COVID. So during the Phase 3 Ensemble clinical trial, Johnson & Johnson had enrolled 43,000 participants, and they found protection within 2 weeks of their single dose. That's why they were marketing it as a single dose. Now, in terms of the variants, we're really worried about what's going on in South Africa. The South African variant appears to evade current vaccine regimens. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was only found to be 57% effective against the South African strain, meaning less than half of those who got it might not be protected. 72%, however, like I said, in the United States, 66% in Latin America. Now, Latin America was at the time battling the Brazilian variant, which we're seeing now in the United States in about 31, 32 countries, which we're going to talk about. So they felt overall it was still a good enough vaccine to give in terms of efficacy. Now, what were some of the side effects? Well, some of the side effects reported in the Johnson & Johnson trial was fever. 9% had a fever. Others, with the exception of maybe some body aches and things like that, they didn't see anaphylaxis. They didn't see any real severe adverse events. So this sort of one-shot deal was, I was very excited about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A year ago, I was like, wow, just one shot? That's going to then revolutionize this. But I didn't know much about the adenovirus vector. The adenovirus vector, in terms of efficacy and safety, we don't really have that in a lot of human vaccines. I don't really know any human vaccines that use an adenovirus vector technology where they, the adenovirus brings in DNA and then the DNA talks to our DNA to make mRNA. And then the mRNA goes into the cytoplasm to have the cell make the spike protein. So our immune system identifies the spike proteins when real COVID comes. It's kind of an extra step or two from the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine that just introduced the mRNA into the cell, doesn't have to deal with the DNA, cell just starts making the spike proteins. So this is all new technology. So when they found something similar to a heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, where people, very rare cases in AstraZeneca, or rare cases with the Johnson & Johnson, started to get these blood clots and low platelets, I mean, this isn't something that has been tested for a long period of time. Question people have is, why wasn't this picked up in the 43,000 cases that we saw in the Johnson & Johnson trial? Well, look how minimal. It took 7 million doses for us to find 6. So 43,000 might have been a smaller sample size. Now, we knew this was going to happen, where we would have rare side effects to the shot. Because once you vaccinate millions, you're going to hear about more things, just like with the flu vaccine. For the most part, flu vaccine is safe, but every now and then you'll hear somebody who gets a Guillain-Barré where their immune system decides to attack their nerves, or you'll hear of somebody having an anaphylactic reaction, and it's rare. But because we're vaccinating millions, we're going to then have a larger patient population size and see it. So with Parker going, well, do we even need the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Well, that's going to be then the next debate. If the CDC and FDA come back saying, guys, we think it's okay, is there going to be enthusiasm for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? I mean, they are going to have to assure the public, don't worry, you won't get a clot. And some of the people who are already hesitant on the vaccine might say, you know what, just give me Pfizer or Moderna, or just don't give me any at all. And some of you have voiced concern that the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccine are additional steps. You'd rather a vaccine be less intricate. You know, why more could happen if it has to communicate with your DNA? I can't answer that. I don't know much about that. I've never really worked with vaccines where they introduce DNA to talk to your DNA. From what I understand, it is so genetically specific where it's not allowed to tell the DNA to do something iffy. It's only supposed to tell the DNA to make mRNA spike proteins. But people are concerned about a DNA vaccine. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, when we deal with the pandemic or COVID, and now we're dealing with more spikes in cases, hospitalizations are going up in America, Michigan is battling a bunch of cases, we've had the Brazilian variant show up now in 31-plus states, maybe 32, because Nevada has now reported 3 cases in southern Nevada. The coronavirus, you know, scares me. Would I have preferred us to have a vaccine that had been studied for a decade? Absolutely. It bothers me that we had to come up with a vaccine super quickly in Operation Warp Speed. That's not very reassuring when it comes to vaccines. But I got to tell you, the mRNA technology has been around for a while, and the mRNA technology is, you know, being used and tested in other diseases. So I don't feel like it was brand spanking new. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is halting the use of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after 6 people developed a rare and dangerous blood clot. Of the 6 patients developing the blood clot, 1 person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the J&J vaccine. Brown University's Dr. Ajis Jha speaking about the decision on ABC's Good Morning America.
So it's the right thing to take a pause, a brief pause, gather some more data, make a plan, and then come back to the market. I know there are people who are going to be upset about this. This is how our system works. We always err on the side of safety. I think this is the right way to go.
Police clashed with rioters and looters for a second night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. Law enforcement describing the shooting death as an accidental discharge. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Tennessee continuing to search for a motive after a school shooting.
1 person is dead and a police officer wounded after a shooting in a Tennessee high school. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says that police responded to a call of a possibly armed male at Austin East High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. 1 officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East.
The officer wounded in the shooting was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Uber CEO says they will soon be delivering cannabis once federal regulations allow it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own 1 or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own 1 rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many people are debating how much government should be involved in a decision between who you marry. Okay? If you want to marry a man, if you want to marry a woman, if you want to marry somebody that doesn't want to identify as male or female, government should stay out. Government should not be involved in our marriage at all, and let us marry and be with who we want to be with. And I think that's the growing consensus. So there's a parent in New York that wants the government to stay out of their decision to marry their child. And we don't know much about the parent and the child. They're both adults. We don't know about their gender or anything about them. But apparently they have filed a court case in Manhattan saying that the city's obstruction of them being able to marry is unconstitutional. So now incest is going to be brought up as, is it constitutional? Are we allowed to marry somebody in our family if we want to? I couldn't imagine myself doing that. I don't want to sound, you know, incestual phobic at all. I got two brothers, and no, I have a sister. No. We all can't stand being around each other for longer than 5 minutes. I have two boys. No. I couldn't even fathom. I don't understand how any, I think the reason why it is so disgusting and it's a thought that you just can't even wrap your head around is because remember we're animals by nature and we are supposed to have a propensity in the animal kingdom to find a mate that will allow survival of the fittest and allow the species to evolve. And so I couldn't even imagine any relationship or any species where it's a common thing for a father to wed the daughter or the mother to mate with the son. It's just horrifying, except it's apparently sought after by many people. I'm looking at one statistic. There's a prevalence of incest, they say, that could be anywhere from 5 to 62% depending on the culture. And again, people, be careful about how you word this because you know, if this ends up being something that is accepted, you don't want to have, you know, any sort of stigma attached or bias. But I read an article a while back saying America has an incest problem. The Atlantic had written an article on this, I think we talked about it on our show, where there are apparently beyond what we see with child abuse, there are consensual relationships between brothers and sisters, with twins, family members, and here we are where it's going to actually hit the courts. So the parent of the couple has filed the lawsuit in Manhattan federal court asking a judge to declare incest laws unconstitutional and unenforceable so they could wed. Again, we don't have the identities of the parent or the child. Not sure why the child would even find the parent. I mean, there's tons of fish out there. There's plenty of people out there to date. It's not like everyone's stranded on a desert island. I don't understand that. And the suit says that the parent wishes to remain anonymous because they recognize that their hope of marrying their child, this according to Daily Mail, is an action that a large segment of society views as morally, socially, and biologically repugnant. The proposed spouses are adults. The proposed spouses are biological parent and child. So apparently the suit says that the parent and child regard themselves as PAACNP couple, a parent and adult child non-procreational, and they believe it would diminish their humanity if they could not marry one another. So it doesn't sound like they planned on procreating. In medicine, we do worry about incestual relationships and in terms of genetic issues that happen. Because one of the reasons why we've been able to evolve is you have that genetic diversity from mating with people different out of your family, such that if you do have a gene that could unfortunately cause issues with a child, your chances of passing that on lessens when you mate with somebody that has different genetic makeup. But I marrying a kid, I don't understand. So what could be going, because, you know, here's the thing, okay? And when somebody's attracted to somebody, and look, all right, I mean, we've discussed everything from people having fetishes, people being attracted to a teddy bear, people attracted to a slipper, people attracted to animals, people attracted to stool. You know, there are people that have philias, and we've discussed all of them, not judging. There are people attracted to a whole variety of different things, all right? And different people and multiple people, objects, people are attracted to, whatever attracts it. To see somebody attracted to a family member, it's rare. Very, very rare. But to see two people within the same family attracted to each other, now we're talking, this is miraculous in terms of numbers. You know, I could understand that there are people in the family going, yeah, you know, my cousin's cute, my uncle's cute, my niece is cute. Hey, and then, you know, they've smacked themselves saying, stop it, don't think that way. And it does happen. I mean, people have looked at their family members saying, yeah, kind of hot, but no. And they get the mind out of there. Just, but for two people to take it to that level going, yeah, this is okay. That, how are two people within the same family attracted to each other? I don't understand that. I mean, I'm sick of my family. I'm sick. Love them, but no. But the reason why this is making headlines is as we progress and have the government get away from our marriages and get away from telling us who we could marry and who we could be with and who we could have as a domestic partner, will the laws still allow an entity or a county or a state to prevent an incestual relationship when they allow any other relationship? Now, there are states that I have to double check that will allow for relationships between family members. I think there was one state that allowed bestiality. So it is up to the states, I believe. And I don't think it's federal. So states can individually decide what they want to do. But I look at it from a medical standpoint, and I just don't believe an incestual relationship is healthy. I think you need to get other genes. I really think you need to mix it up. You know, I mean, me with the Wax family, I cannot wait to see who marries into our family, and I can't wait for those genes because we really need... We need some new genes coming into our family. We need, in my family, so my maiden name is Odira, the Zodiras. We all die, all the men die before they're 62, 63. Everybody has heart disease and cancer and all sorts of stuff. The Wax side of the family, they have diabetes and cancer. You know, I want my kids to be able to have grandkids that don't have such horrible genes. And maybe it's because, you know, I'm Ashkenazi. My relatives are German, Austrian, Northern European, and those genes, you know, that you marry somebody else, you keep those genes in the system, in the family. So I like the diversity. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, about 10 years ago, we had the Fukushima. Was it 10 years ago? Yeah. The Fukushima disaster, after an earthquake and a tsunami hit the Japanese coast. And it was a horrible event that caused the Fukushima nuclear reactor to fail. There was contaminated water. People died. Exposure. And people have wondered, all right, so whatever happened to the water? Well, we're being told that it's going to be released into the ocean, even though it was treated. So, I guess the water has been around in tanks. And they needed to cool the nuclear reactor with wastewater. The cooling water ha- has been stored all this time, from what we're being told. This is according to Insider. And it is now going to be released into the ocean because it's been treated, and Japanese officials say it's safe. This is part of the nation's plan to decommission the power station that was destroyed in the 2011 tsunami, causing one of the worst nuclear disasters in history. And Japan had said that they were running out of space to contain more than 1 million tons of treated contaminated water in the storage tanks on site. They said releasing the water to the ocean is an unavoidable task. This is going to Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. And they said the water will start to be released in 2 years, according to the plan. Now, the water must first be filtered to remove most nuclear contaminants. They said tritium, a form of hydrogen, cannot be removed from the wastewater. Releasing the treated wastewater in the ocean would dilute this particle well below standards set by the World Health Organization, so it's non-issue. I don't know about the fish. I was under the impression that, like, the cesium and many of the contaminants build up in the fish, and the fish over time then could be toxic, but they believe it's going to be so diluted that it won't matter. According to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, tritium is fairly harmless in small concentrations, but as the concentration of the particle increases, so does the risk of cancer. They say the Japanese government's decision is in line with practice globally, even though a large amount of water at the Fukushima plant makes it a unique and complex case. This is according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. So the IAEA is an independent international organization that provides technical support for nuclear safety and has been advising the Japanese government that the controlled water release is routinely used by operating nuclear power plants in the world. They say China and South Korea admonished Japan after the announcement. In a statement issued Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry called the decision unilateral, highly responsible, saying it will severely affect human health. They're going to be affected because they're right there. South Korea is also condemning the decision, calling it outright unacceptable. Fisheries are unhappy. They say it might further damage the image of the quality of fish caught in the Fukushima area. Local fisheries have just returned to their functions after a decade of catching fish only for testing purposes. It took a while for people to want to eat Fukushima fish. What I would do is I would tell the fish in Fukushima to just kind of swim south and then fish them there going, it's not from Fukushima. It's really hard to have a good marketing campaign on fish in the area. The U.S. was fine with it. In a statement, the State Department said Japan appears to have adopted an approach in accordance with globally accepted nuclear safety standards. We thank Japan for its transparent efforts in its decision. That's according to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. He said that in a tweet. So, what's going on here? Well, all right. This is one of these things that, and I am no expert on contaminated nuclear reactor coolant water. I'm no expert. I'm sorry if some of you have been listening to the show expecting that sort of expertise. Apologize. Not an expert on that. But my guess is they are probably looking at a situation where they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And they have to find the less damning course of action. Kind of where we've been with the COVID vaccine. Right? There's going to be some side effects to the COVID vaccine, but since more people have died of COVID, we're going to recommend vaccine despite there being some side effects or reports, right? Because overall, we're going to save more lives. My guess is the nuclear commissions and everybody involved that's supporting this knows it's not ideal. It's not ideal. But at some point, there could be a terrorist attack, there could be some other issue that causes, I don't know how else you get rid of water. I mean, maybe you let it evaporate, but then do they want it in the air? I mean, my guess is they are weighing the pros and cons, and they believe getting it off land into the ocean as treated as it could be with possibly little harm to fish and wildlife, and if they've studied it, it's not going to be perfect, but they think it'll be better than keeping it. And after 10 years, they're probably like, look, we got to poop or get off the pot. And so some of the commissions are like, look, we know it's not ideal, but we're going to support you. Meanwhile, South Korea and China are vehemently against it because they don't want anything dumped in their waters or their fish or their economies affected. If people think that fish coming off the Japanese or South Korean coast could possibly have any sort of contaminants, nobody's going to want that fish. Public is, they're going to have problems feeding their public. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with this, but it looks like these are hard decisions, and I'm glad I don't have to make. I do have to make a decision at the gas pump, and we are seeing consumer prices rise more than expected. Inflation, you're going to be hearing a lot about inflation this week. Apparently, consumer prices were pushed up 9.1%, and they think it was pushed up by a 9.1% jump in gasoline prices. Now, I've seen gasoline go up. I filled up my tank the other day, and I was like, what? $50? What? How am I at $50? But I've told you guys, I've seen toilet paper, I've seen paper towels go up. They say the consumer price index rose 0.6% from the previous month, but 2.6% from the same period a year ago. The year-over-year gain is the highest since August 2018, well above the 1.7% recorded in February. Gold has jumped on the stock market. And according to Dow Jones estimates, a report from the Labor Department said, it is the clearest indication so far that the signs of mounting inflation evident in business surveys and producer prices are feeding through to stronger consumer prices. For all the focus on supply disruptions pushing good prices higher, and strongest upward pressure on prices is coming from the services sector. Well, yes, we have businesses that have been closed for months. They need to make up revenue. They have to still pay rent. They have to now pay higher wages. They are going to charge more for people coming back. I am seeing prices that would have never expected to see in restaurants and services and businesses. I wouldn't have expected to see it. But the thing is these businesses are going to get away with charging it because there's still not a lot of companies open. So whatever companies are able to open, they're going to get the business. And then they're going to charge what they can and get whatever money they can. So in addition to what's going on with gas and all that, we have, you know, prices, not to mention with all the new taxes on corporate taxes and talk on minimum wage. And yeah, I think a lot of companies are going to up their prices to start preparing for that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.